Praise be our Lord Jesus Christ. A lot of people today are going to party. It's in the secular culture. This idea of Halloween, which for most Americans is simply an excuse to dress up and have fun, but which has its roots in the pagan culture and ancient tradition says that the Druids on this particular day, the 31st of October, it's a day especially consecrated to the false god that they worship, whom we know is Satan. For us Christians, the 31st of October is just a ferial day. And it's the day before the great feast of All Saints. And that's why it has the name Halloween, which comes from All Hallows' Evening, or shortened in Old English, Halloween. And so it's fitting that we reflect on that quality which makes a person a saint, or holiness. And the readings from our Mass today offer us ample material. In particular, in the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, which he addresses to the whole church of Philippi, there's a key to, or a secret we could say, to holiness. He says in his opening, which is really a great expression of charity and the communion of the saints, he says, "I am confident of this, that the one who began a good work in you will continue to complete it until the day of Christ Jesus." This particular statement with that last phrase, will continue to complete it, this work, this good work began in you until the day of Christ Jesus, opens up his teaching really to the whole church throughout time, because the day of Christ Jesus is the day of his second coming in glory when he will judge the living and the dead. But within this transcendental truth, there's the truth for each and every one of us in our temporal life. The secret being that holiness is the work of God. It's a mistake that many make in the beginning of their walk with Christ to think that the major part of becoming holy is our doing, and it's not. Certainly, we have to cooperate with grace, but he who relies on himself is destined to fail. And so, what the apostle here is saying is that God will do his work in us if we let him. And then he follows with a sort of a prayer. Well, no, he explicitly says, "This is my prayer, that your love may increase ever more and more in knowledge and every kind of perception to discern what is of value, so that you may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ." This love of which he speaks is that Christian love of goodwill towards others, agape. And he wants for us, for this love to increase, expressing this desire of change and growth, for a purpose, to discern what is of value, that you may be pure and blameless. our Lord in the gospel, then in a certain way reveals this same desire. He goes to the Pharisees, he accepts an invitation, knowing that their motive, or the motive of this Pharisee, it doesn't say here, but we can gather from the various interactions he has with the Pharisees that their motive is not pure, but usually either they're self-seeking, they want to associate themselves with Jesus, who has enormous prestige in the eyes of the people, or they're plotting to somehow try to trap him. But our Lord accepts this invitation in goodwill to teach, to bring them light. And we might see in this episode a certain embodiment of what St. Paul is expressing in his prayer. Our Lord behaves in a way that to the Pharisees is radical. And he works on the Sabbath, but his work is a work of God, this miracle of the cure. And in doing this, which to them, to the Pharisees and the doctors of the law, could be shocking and a violation, he does this to show them that their love must increase. They stop at the letter of the law and fail to understand the spirit. The law is to keep holy the Sabbath. And certainly there's nothing unholy about allowing the power of God to work through us for good, which is that, I haven't used the phrase, but Opus Dei. That's not just a movement within the church. That's actually, it means the work of God. And what Jesus does on the Sabbath is the work of God. And if we were to do something like that, it would be God working through us. Jesus is God. But the point being that a work of God done on the Sabbath doesn't violate the law, but actually perfects that law, because it gives glory to God. The Pharisees only see the law as a restriction, the restriction of man, rather than understand its end, which is the honor and glory of God. It's kind of like that story, that illustration of the difficulty sometimes in teaching. I don't know where the image comes from, but there's an old man pointing at the moon, and he wants to point out to someone, look at the moon. He doesn't use the words, he points. And the other person just stares at his finger. What is he holding his finger in the air for? Instead of looking further to see the moon. And the Pharisees are a bit like that, fixated on the dry letter of the law without understanding the spirit. It is because they look at the law not with love. In fact, often they look at the law with pride and with a desire to dominate the others, and so fail to understand. On All Hallows Eve, then, let us remember that we're all called to be holy, to be saints, and that we can achieve if we allow ourselves to be led by God, if we cooperate with God and allow him to do his work in us. And this takes effort to get out of the way and allow God to work in us. Praise be our Lord Jesus Christ.